Al-Qadir Day has been commemorated in the Yemeni capital by the Shia community, who believe that on this day, Prophet Muhammad appointed his cousin and son-in-law Ali ibn Abi Talib as the leader of Muslims more than 14 centuries ago in the Prophet's farewell speech. Prominent members of the Houthi community who spoke at the podium said that Al-Qadir Day is one of the most important events to occur in Islamic history, in which Ali ibn Abi Talib was dignified and given elevated status by God the Almighty.
This is a day in which Allah revealed, purified and gave victory to the truth. On that day, an important message was revealed in which the Prophet raised up the hand of Ali and declared him as an imam.
The Houthi religious leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi also addressed the gathering via video conferencing from the north province of Sada'a. In his 40-minute speech, the Houthi leader highlighted the pressing issues facing the Muslim world. He said he believes the reasons for chaos across the Islamic world is their leaders who often seek protection and assistance from those who he referred to as enemies of Islam.
On this occasion, my message to the Islamic leaders, politicians, spiritual leaders, and the Muslim masses is that now is the time to re-establish our correct state of affairs. We must now return back to the dignified path which was chosen for us by Allah and His Prophet.
Houthis in Yemen say they look to commemorate Al-Qadir Day every year by calling on all Muslim nations to relinquish dependency on the West.
The Day of Al-Qadir is significant in Islamic history, which is commemorated every year by Shia Muslims in Yemen. This is an auspicious day, which many believe brought about the completion of the holy religion of Islam more than 14 centuries ago. Yusuf Maudi, Press TV, Sana'a.